Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Someday you own it. Someday you own. Sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you own. Someday you own. Sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you'll own General Tires.
Comes Fangione into the street. He's stopping at the television cameras. What's he doing? He's waving.
Oh, it's a wonderful, this Philips television color. My boy waving just for his mama. He looks so real. Oh, now he's smiling. Oh, this Philips TV must be the most natural color in the world.
If Fangione delays 3 more seconds, he'll lose this race. And there he goes.
Philips bring you the world of natural color.
Phyllis, it's happened, 200. Come quickly, Phyllis.
Gerald, dear.
What is it? It's one of my greatest ever triumphs, that's what. One of my finest feats of endurance and willpower.
Oh, that's nice, Gerald.
It's more than nice, Phyllis. It's an outstanding achievement. Your husband has overcome all odds in his quest for one of his ideals. You should be proud of me, Phyllis.
Oh, I am, dear, I am. But, what have you done, though?
Well, I've done what I set out to do a year ago. I've managed to... just a minute, Phyllis. There's Harry. If Thelma's with him, I'll tell them as well. They'll be sick with jealousy. Absolutely sick with jealousy. Usher them in, please, Phyllis.
Oh, well, all right, Gerald, here.
Hello, then, Phil.
Hello. How are you? Hello, Harry. Hello, Thelma.
Evening, you two.
Oh, hello, Gerald, mate. Hello.
Well, then, what's new, eh?
What's new?
Did I make a funny, Harry?
Not that I know of. But then again, I never do find your jokes very funny.
Harry.
Oh, sorry, Thel.
What do you find so funny, Harry?
Well, whatever Thelma said just now that you laughed at.
But you don't even know what tickled me.
Yes. Well, lovely weather we've had lately, isn't it?
I was laughing, Harry, because when Thelma said, what's new, there's something very, very new and exciting.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye, what?
Aye.
Aye?
It isn't a blessed event, is it, Phyllis?
Oh, well, not that I know of, Thelma.
Well, you should be the one to know.
Well, Gerald hasn't even told me yet.
Oh, come on in, Gerald. Don't keep us in suspenders. What is it?
Right, prepare yourselves. I've got 200.
Oh. Well, bully for you, mate. But don't spread it around, will you?
Oh, no. There's no chance of that, Harry. I've worked hard for a whole year for this, so I'm sticking to them.
Oh, come on, Gerald. I can't stand the suspense. What is it? What have you got 200 of?
Box tops from Jolly Roger breakfast cereal.
Now,
Gerald.
Blimey, is that all, Gerald?
All? What do you mean, is that all? You don't realise what this means.
Yeah, it means you must have eaten a heck of a lot of Jolly Roger breakfast cereal.
Yes, 200 boxes in a year.
Now, hang on a minute. 200 boxes? That means you've had one every 2 days.
Yes, that's right, and it's pretty terrible stuff, too. We've been having it for breakfast, lunch and supper.
Gerald, dear, have you finished collecting box tops now?
Yes, Phyllis.
Oh, good. I was getting a bit tired of trying to think up new recipes with it.
Never mind, Phyllis. You did a great job.
I shudder to think of it. Well, what sort of meals did you cook up with it, Phil?
Well, there was tripe a la Jolly Roger, scrambled egg and Jolly Roger, kippers with Jolly Roger and custard, and then...
Hey, didn't you have curried Jolly Roger? All right, Phil, I think you've gone far enough, thanks. What are you collecting the box tops for anyway, Gerald?
A big, big prize. Haven't you seen it advertised in the papers? They're giving away £10,000 worth of prizes, and I'm going to win one.
Ah, what sort of prizes?
Everything. Television sets, stoves, fridges, deep freezers, vacuum cleaners, radios. And hundreds of lesser prizes.
Oh, how do you mean lesser prizes, dear?
Well, it's the same with any of these big competitions, Phyllis. There are lots of big prizes, but also a lot of little prizes, too.
Such as what?
Well, things like Jolly Roger breakfast bowls and Jolly Roger breakfast spoons. You know, that sort of stuff.
Yes, that'll be just your luck, Jerry, mate. Eating that muck day in and day out for a year, and then ending up with a Jolly Roger breakfast bib.
A breakfast bib, he said.
That's all right, all right.
Breakfast bib.
Oh, Gerald, dear, I am proud of you.
Yes, and so you should be, Phyllis. What about you, Thelma?
What about me?
Well, aren't you proud of me, too?
Should I be?
Well, of course. How often has your husband won a new stove?
Yeah, that's a point.
Now, you can knock that off before you start, Thelma. Our stove is perfectly good enough.
Maybe, but we could do with a new telly and a new vacuum. The fridge is a bit small. Freeze would come in very useful.
Yeah, but
and we've never had the radio repaired since it went on the bling. So no new one would come in handy. And then...
No, Thelma, no more! If you think I'm going to shovel through 200 boxes of Jolly Roger Brecco-Nosh, you've got another thing coming.
Oh, but love a boy, we could do with those things.
Yes, and I could do without having me system clogged up with Jolly Roger. I'll stick to Wheaty Flakes and me free posters of pop stars.
Posters of pop stars?
What do you mean? I bet you haven't even got the Bay City Rollers in your bedroom.
No, thank goodness. It's a bit small for that.
Yeah, or Alice Cooper in your bathroom, mate.
No, but I have got a new stove in my kitchen. Ooh, who's that now, I wonder? Come in.
Ah, yes, sir. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, good evening.
I hope I'm at the right place. I'm looking for a Mr. Gerald Loda.
Is it something good or something bad?
Oh, something good, sir. Something you'll be only too happy to hear.
Oh, all right. I'm Gerald Loder. What is it?
I represent the Jolly Roger Breakfast Company.
Oh, yes?
Yes, and it's my duty and privilege to tell you that you, Mr. Loder, owing to your valiant effort collecting 200 box tops, have won one of the big, big prizes in our competition. What do you say to that, eh?
Yes, we know. Oh. Yes, a stove.
No, Mr. Loder, that's where you're wrong. You've won, wait for it. A brand new colour television set.
Oh, good. How does he do that?
But I don't understand it. I mean, we've already won it.
Yes, all right, Phyllis. Let the man say his speech. Now, don't interrupt.
But, Gerald, dear, there seems to be some sort of mistake.
Yeah, please, Phyllis, let him have his say. You can talk when he's gone.
Which won't be long now. I just popped in to congratulate you on behalf of the company and wish you many hours viewing.
Yes, thank you.
Not at all. Our pleasure. And now I must rush. The set will be delivered in the morning. Congratulations once again. Toodaloo-hoo.
But you're going the wrong way.
Why? He's gone out the front door.
Oh, yes, but he said... I thought that when he said toodaloo, he wanted to... Oh.
Phyllis. Silly you. But what do you think about that, eh? I've won a new television set as well.
Yes, but like Phil said, surely there must be a mistake. I mean, you can't have won two prizes.
Well, I must have done. Their prize winners are all picked by computers, and computers are never wrong.
No, aren't they?
No, no. It probably recognised me for the hard-working, honest type that I am and gave me two prizes. Oh, more visitors coming.
Thanks, hello all.
No, Percy,
no,
really.
Yes, hello to you all. And a special hello to you, Phyllis.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Phyllis.
Shut up, Percy.
Shut up, Phyllis. Oh, sorry.
Now then, Percy, what do you want?
Phyllis. No, I've got some good news for you, Gerald.
Oh, that's nice. When are you moving?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I wanted to tell... Oh, you nasty thing. Don't be so mean to poor Percy.
Yes, shame on you, Gerald.
You're always so awful to me. And all I'm trying to do is be neighbourly.
Yes, but why pick on us the whole time?
Yeah!
Oh, blimey.
Oh, now look what you've done, Gerald. Oh, don't worry, Percy. I didn't really mean it.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. Now, come on, Gerald, apologise to Percy, or else we're going to be here all night.
Oh, dear. All right. Sorry, Percy.
You really mean it?
No, but sorry anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right, Percy. He does mean it, really. Oh, come on now, dry your eyes. And have a big blow. Oh, that's it. Better now?
Yes, thank you, Phyllis. But I'd be even better if you stroked my forehead.
Oh, come on, knock it off, Percy, and get on with the story. What did you come round here to tell us?
Not sure if I should now.
Of course you should. Come on.
Well, there I was this afternoon, just minding my own business, sitting at home doing my crocheting, when all of a sudden there was this knock on the door. Knock, knock, knockety, knock, knock, it went. Or it might even have been knockety, knock, knockety, knock, knock, knockety. That's beside the point, really.
Yes, it is. Get on with it.
All right. Don't get your knickers in a knot. Anyway, when I opened the door, there he was.
Who?
I'm getting to that, Thelma. It was a man.
Lucky old you.
He was from the Jolly Roger Breakfast Company.
Oh, no, Percy, don't tell me you've got him there as well.
Yes, and he'd been here to give you a prize, but you weren't here, so he left it at my place.
Ooh, it must be my television set.
No. On the box it says it's a 96-piece canteen of cutlery.
I don't get it, lover boy. I mean, how come Gerald can win three prizes?
I don't know, Thelma, but he's not going to be the only one.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, if something has gone wrong with their system of dishing out the prizes, we're going to cash in on it too. Here, have you still got those dressmaking scissors of yours?
Yes, but I...
Well, rush off and get them quick then. In fact, any scissors or a sharp knife will do. We're going shopping.
And enjoyed on 6 continents, in over 160 countries, and on more than 100 airlines, Rothmans King Size is the largest selling, most wanted King Size Virginia cigarette in the world. Rothmans, the greatest name in cigarettes.
A bank's check account should make your life easier, not more complicated. The Standard Bank know that. And with 860 offices, we're at your service just across the road. call in and tell us your problems. Maybe I should pop across to the Standard. You can bank on the Standard, because we bank on you.
Still say I don't like it, Harry.
Oh, come on, Thel. You want to win some of those prizes, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but...
So to win anything, we've got to have 200 Jolly Roger box tops.
Yes.
Right?
But there's got to be a more honest way of getting them than coming into the supermarket and cutting them off the tops of all the new boxes.
Come on, Thelma. No one's going to know.
Oh, yeah? We've been getting some mighty funny looks from some people.
Harry, but don't we look innocent enough?
Oh, how innocent can we look? We've been standing next to the cereal counter for an hour and a half.
Now, come on, Thel, give me a chance. It takes time to cut these things off. There, 199. Only one more to go. Where's another one? Blimey, we seem to have whipped them all. Here, do you think they'll notice if I bung in one puffy wuffy flake stop? No, hang on. There's another Jolly Roger. Won't be long now, Thel.
You better not be. There's someone peering at us through the broccoli.
Right. That's it. Come on, Thel. Let's go.
Harry, he's coming over.
So act innocent, Thelma.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes, certainly, mate. Cheerio.
No. I'm afraid sir doesn't quite understand. I meant, excuse me, but can I be of assistance?
Oh, no. We're all right. Don't worry about us.
Is sir buying or just browsing, might I ask?
No, sir, is just... just browsing. Yes.
I see, browsing, yes. Just browsing around the cereal counter, I understand.
Oh, and just how do you understand that?
We have ways and means, sir. Closed-circuit television, for one thing.
Oh, yeah? Telly, eh?
Yes, sir. And you've been this afternoon's star attraction.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Are you quite sure you wouldn't like to purchase 200 boxes of Jolly Roger cereal, sir?
Now, why should I want to do that?
Mainly because we can't sell them once the tops have been cut off. Now, let's see. 200 giant boxes at 85 pence each is... only £170,
£170?
Precisely, sir. But seeing as we do try to be the cheapest in town, and because the goods are now slightly shop-soiled, we'll be generous and say £169.99.
Oh, yes, there you are, my little lotus blossom. Surrounded by your new appliances. Oh, they suit you, Finis.
Oh, thank you, Gerald. Oh, but look what arrived today.
Ooh, what's that?
A 30-foot deep freeze.
Ooh, that's nice. I see it matches the fridge, stove, cake mixer, the new pots and the kitchen cabinets.
Yes. Well, there was a phone call later on this afternoon. Another chap from Jolly Roger. He said we'd won a lounge suite and they'd be delivering it tomorrow.
A new lounge suite too, eh? I hope it matches the wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yes. But I still can't help feeling that there's something wrong somewhere, though.
Oh, no. Forget it, Phyllis. Just let it all pass over you, like I'm doing. And also, be careful not to let our new possessions go to your head.
Oh, no, of course not, Gerald.
We must just carry on as though nothing had happened. We mustn't look down on others just because we are now of the new wealthy class. Oh, there are our poor relations. I suppose we'd better try and make them feel at home. Come in, paupers. I mean, Harry and Thelma.
Hello, Harry and Thelma.
How do you like our new deep freeze, eh?
Ah, very nice, yes.
Yeah. Not bad, I suppose.
What do you mean, not bad?
Well, it might be better if you could afford something to put in it.
That will come, Harold. In fact, it will come tomorrow when we sell our old lounge suite to make room for the new one that's coming.
Oh.
I don't think you quite gathered the full significance of my words, Harold. I said that we're going to sell the old one when the new one comes tomorrow.
Yes, I heard you all right. I was just wondering who you were going to flog 4 packing cases to.
We'll see about that when the new one comes tomorrow.
All right, Gerald. There's no need to shout.
I said that we're getting a new lounge suite tomorrow.
Yes, and we heard you the first time.
But I won it, all part of the Jolly Roger competition.
Yes, it's probably the same as the one we got today.
Yes, it's probably... Eh? What one you got today?
The lounge suite.
What lounge suite?
The one that matches the new dining room suite that they delivered yesterday.
Eh? What's all this about, Harry? Where are you getting this stuff from? Or are you pulling my leg?
I wouldn't dream of it, Jerry.
Then what's going on? Hmm?
Well, you aren't the only ones winning prizes from the Jolly Roger Breakfast Company, you know.
Oh, come, come, come. Since when could you have entered? You told us you prefer Wheaty Flakes.
Yeah, well, I still do. But I just somehow managed to get hold of 200 Jolly Roger box tops. Just by chance, mind you.
Yeah, just by chance.
And, well, the prizes have been rolling in over the last few days. I've already been given everything you've got, and more. Yes, like I said, and more. Take a look out the window there.
Oh, Harry, is that yours?
Yeah, sure it is. It was delivered this morning.
A new car?
Yes, not bad, is it?
No, but where's mine? Why haven't I got one? How can I treat you as poor relations when you've got everything I've got and more besides?
Well, to put it in your own words, mate.
Oh, look, Gerald.
No, thank you, Phyllis, I don't want to.
Not at Harry's new car, dear. The man from Jolly Roger has just pulled up outside.
Oh, well, that's all right then. He's probably come to drop off the keys for mine. Oh, yes, I can see it now, Phyllis. No more tandeming around for us. We'll be moving in luxury now. Driving around in the style to which we should have been accustomed long ago.
That's him now.
Oh, good. Let him in, please, Phyllis.
All right, Gerald.
I suppose it's all right for you and Thelma to stay, Harold. I mean, after all, I've always been gracious enough to treat those less fortunate than I as my equals. Well, nearly equal, anyway.
Flaming cheek he's got.
It'll just help him to see how magnanimous I really am.
Good evening, Mrs. Loder.
Hello. Won't you come in, please?
Gentlemen, I will.
This way, please.
Thank you. And good evening, all.
Oh, yes. Hello, Nick. Good evening. Welcome to our posh abode.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to see the Duff here as well, because I'd like words with you all. You do remember me, of course, from the Jolly Roger Breakfast Company.
Right? Yes, yes, of course, Mr. Roger. Won't you sit down?
Yes, yes, thank you. I will. I think I'm going to need to. Now then, as to the purpose of my visit...
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Roger. We all know what you're here for.
Good. Good. That's going to make it so much easier.
Yes, and I'd like to say right away, on behalf of my wife, Phyllis, and I, it gives me great pleasure to be in position to accept your too generous offer.
Too generous offer of what?
Well, of a new car, of course.
A new car? But I haven't offered you a new car.
No, but you're going to, aren't you, eh? Aren't you?
Well, actually, this is all rather embarrassing, Mr. Loder.
Oh, it's all right. There's no need to be embarrassed. I'm used to receiving prizes these days. All right, don't worry.
Well, that's just it, you say.
No, I don't. What's it?
Well, I'm afraid that neither you nor Mr. Duff are entitled to the prizes you've been receiving.
What are you talking about? You
can't.
We're terribly sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? What went wrong?
Well, our computer. It forgot that the closing date of the competition was a week before we gave you your first prize, Mr. Larry. And it's been carrying on ever since.
So do we have to give everything back?
I'm afraid so, dear lady.
Well, I knew it was too good to be true.
But fear, good people, because the Jolly Roger Breakfast Company feels that you might have been slightly let down.
Slightly? Blimey.
And we are very magnanimously presenting you with a special prize, one that we consider possibly the best of all.
Oh, good.
Yes, I am proud to announce that both of you, Mr. Duff...
Yes.
And you, Mr. Loder...
Yes.
...will be receiving with our compliments and very best wishes... 1 year's free supply of Jolly Roger breakfast. Oh,
tonight, in the studio, Miss Greater Garbage.
Good evening.
Miss Garbage, you know Mazda have introduced the big luxurious rotary. This model is spelt L-U-C-E. How would you pronounce it?
Luki. Mazda Luki?
No, in fact, it's pronounced Luce.
Luce? It rhymes with I want to be alone, hey?
The new Mazda Luce. If you don't know the name, how are you going to know the car?
When you know your own mind, when you come of age, discover Smirnoff. In the book of life, you turn in your brains, discover Smirnoff. It's the drink that's nine times pure. It's the one you've been waiting for. Discover Smirnoff.
Discover
Smirnoff. Discover Smirnoff.
That was The Prize Fools, featuring David Horner, Jim Williams, Gillian Lomberg, Bella Mariani, and Frank Graham. Script by Graham Reed, adaptation and production by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio once again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.
About to sail.
Slow ahead. I'd never been on a mail ship before, but wow, what a surprise and what a holiday. There were two swimming pools, four pubs, acres of deck, a cinema, shops and hairdressers, a gymnasium, a playroom for the kids, even a discotheque. The wife said it was like a second honeymoon.
When you go, go Union Castle SAF Marine mail ship. You'll be glad.
La joie du monde, the flavor of France. Gauloise, the cigarette the French made famous, now made in South Africa. Le goût de la Gauloise, so different, so French. Gauloise.